This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1562. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 28th, Australia, Bahrain, Bolivia, Bulgaria, Burma, Central African Republic, China, Congo DR, Ethiopia, Germany, Guatemala, International Atmosphere, Japan, Libya, Malaysia, Mongolia, New Zealand, Nigeria, Pakistan, Peru, Portugal, Sabah, Sarawak, Spain, Turkey, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. One of the low-powered Australian private shortwave stations on 120 meters is still making it to North America. In fact, both West and East Coast. Radio Simban 2368.5. Ryan Howard in California says he presumes that's the station he heard. It seems little doubt on a unique frequency. April 22nd at 1325 to 1335 UT. A brief opening just after his local sunrise with Greek songs and music. He says it had recently been below threshold level, so this was a nice change. And in the NASA flash sheet, Ed Vlodarsky, New Jersey, reports it April 22nd at an earlier hour, 1018 to 1025 UT in Greek, just above the static crashes with Greek music and a poor signal. Another one, Aussie Radio, which we have been spelling OZY Radio, is spelled AUSSIE Radio by David Sharp, an American now living in New South Wales. He's not really near it. He's in the northern part of the state, and it's near Sydney, but he says a powerhouse signal here is always pegging the S-meters on both receivers. 5050.06. Heard April 20th at 1027, a woman with a money-making moment, and back to the nostalgia format of mainly 40s, 50s, and 60s era music. How are things going in Bahrain lately? It's certainly not been in the news that I've heard, but its two shortwave frequencies are still being reported. David Sharp in New South Wales heard 9745 on upper sideband, April 23rd at 2040. Surprisingly good with classical Arabic music, an ID and a conversation between the music selections. And there was news at 2100, he says, about the best I've ever heard them. And their other frequency in English, 6010. Since 9745 was coming in so well, he checked it the same date at 2107, and it was audible at a fair level with easy pop music and a woman announcer mentioning 96.5 FM. However, it was fading rapidly with his local sunrise. It was best in upper sideband to escape interference. However, it was in the AM mode, while on 9745 they're transmitting only on the upper sideband. Ryan Alexander in Pennsylvania also heard Bahrain's 9745 frequency, April 23rd at midnight 40 past 0100, carrier plus upper sideband with call to prayer-like chanting, Arabic vocals, pop music, and traditional Arabic music, fair reception. We have several reports of the best heard Bolivian shortwave station, Radio Santa Cruz, which varies slightly above and below, 6134.8. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany heard it April 25th with a thrilling interval signal, he says, at 0900 UT after an open carrier and many IDs. You may realize that's a bit late to be hearing it in Europe, and he was actually listening to a remote receiver in the United States, as many of his reports are now. That's fine as long as people specify that they're using a remote receiver and where it was. David Sharp in New South Wales heard it on his own receiver April 20th at 1035 with banter between two men in Spanish and a woman. Audio cut for 3 minutes and then it came back. He says best in lower sideband to escape interference on the high side. All the other reports of it are around 23 to 01 UT. In Colombia, Rafael Rodriguez had it on April 21st with a special broadcast for Holy Week at 2310 to 2320. Gian Piero Bernardini in Italy logged it April 24th at 2353, talking about the environment and climate change. He needed lower sideband to avoid the Brazilian Radio Aparecida. Both he and Brian Alexander measured it on exactly 6134.78, Brian hearing it until sign-off at 0113. While Mickey Delmage in Alberta said it started its sign-off April 18th at 0105 and two-thirds with announcements and a lengthy song about Santa Cruz. In case you're trying to hear Radio Bulgaria in DRM, never mind. DX Mix News says they suspended all their DRM broadcasts on April 15th. It was reported recently that Democratic Voice of Burma, based in Norway, had some severe budget problems. And it appears their transmissions have been cut back. They're no longer on the schedule of Madagascar relays. But DX Mix News in Bulgaria says they are now broadcasting on these two frequencies via Armenia, 1430 to 1530 on 6225, and 2330 to midnight 30 on 11595. But they are rated at 300 kilowatts, aimed 100 degrees toward Myanmar. Last week we had several reports of radio ICDI in the Central African Republic on its new evening frequency 3390. In DSWCI DX Window, Anker Petersen in Denmark also reports hearing a station on that frequency in the morning at 0300 UT. Don't know what else it could be, but they're supposedly not using it at that hour. Their daytime frequency starting at 0500 being 6040. Ron Howard in California says on 4940, Voice of Strait in China continues with their Saturday schedule for the half-hour program in English, Focus on China, starting at 1505 UT, as heard April 23rd. Poor reception, but definitely that was the station in English. The 1 kilowatt station in Bunia, Congo DR, Radio Kandy, is reported by David Sharp, New South Wales, on 5066.35. April 20th at 1807 in French, with news mentioning Bunia and Kinshasa and some African music. No CW interference, as there usually is on the low side. Also reported in BCDX by Christoph Ratzer in Austria on 5066.34, April 19th from 1800 till sign-off at 1904. And Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal tells us he heard Radio Tele Candip on 5066.3, April 25th from 1838 to sign-off at 1902 in French with African Pops, a communique, and closing with a drum beat. In Coomber DX, Wendell Craighead in Kansas reports on a QSL from the Ethiopian station Radio Oromia on 6030, which he hears around 0321 to 0402, UT Monday, April 25th. But he sent a report to them earlier. During this time on Mondays, there's less jamming and no Radio Marti to interfere. He got an email reply, and I'll give you the address in a moment, saying I'm very pleased and glad to hear that our signal is received in North America. And he gives the schedule on 6030, Monday through Friday, 0330 to 06, 09 to 11, and 1530 to 19 GMT. Saturdays and Sundays, it's straight through from 0330 to 1900. This is from the Oromia Radio and TV engineering head, Habtamo Dargi, whose name is spelled as follows in his email address, habtamu_dargie@yahoo.com. Kai Ludwig tells DX Listening Digest that the Mindflingen Germany transmitter on 1539 kHz will be closed down at year end. Already by August 1st, the evening transmission at 1730 to 21 UT will be canceled and will only be on the air in the mornings between 03 and 08 for the last 5 months. It's currently being used by Transworld Radio. It's a 700 kilowatt unit for which millions had been spent. But in fact, talking to someone at Evangeliums Rundfunk, they're more into television than radio now, and he wasn't even aware they had such a powerful radio outlet. On shortwave, there is only one remaining domestic public station in Germany on 6190, Deutschlandradio, reported by Rich DeAngelo, Pennsylvania, to the NASA flash sheet April 21st, from 0146 to 0259, with classical music and German announcements. News on the hour, a jingle at 0205, and more classical music. It was poor to fare, but in the clear until Radio Netherlands opened, with Dutch to North America at 0259. WRTH says this is a 17-kilowatt transmitter from Berlin. However, Germany is having an unexpected resurgence of private shortwave from low-power transmitters. Harald Kuhl reports to BDXC UK that radio 6150 kHz was announcing it would test with 6 kilowatts during the European mornings, middays, and afternoons, with its full power being 6 kilowatts PEP, but the exact times were not known. It is a licensed station. And another one is MV Baltic Radio. It was going to test on 9480 on Sunday and Monday between 8 and 9, 11 and 12, and 13 to 14 UT, according to Tom Taylor. That might have just a bit of interference from WTWW, 1 kilohertz lower. David Jarp in New South Wales says he had his best ever reception of Guatemala's only remaining shortwave broadcast station, Radio Verdad, on 4055, April 20th, at 11:04 to 11:30, with choral and traditional hymns, Spanish announcements. He says their higher power of 700 watts and the new frequency helped. The previous frequency, 2.5 kHz lower, was subject to interference from the Royal Flying Doctor Service. The director of Radio Truth, Dr. Edgar Madrid, has been sending out QSLs lately. I got another very nice one, this one number 10, for their 11th anniversary, along with their fabric pennant, bumper sticker, and other materials. And QSLs are also reported by Bruce Portzer in Washington and by Daniel Gillet in Manitoba. A transatlantic amateur radio balloon project may now be underway. It's been postponed a few times. It's called Project Blue Horizon. The launch was scheduled for 0100 UT April 29th, according to my latest information, and it was expected to take about 2 days to cross the Atlantic. There is CW telemetry on board, which people all over the world are encouraged to monitor. The call sign is November 2 X-ray Echo, frequency 7102.3 and 10146.6 kHz. More details at www.projectbluehorizon.com. Each April, with the beginning of a new fiscal year, Radio Japan revamps its programming. That's when contracts run out for some of their personnel. The listeners' participation program, World Interactive, on UT Sundays, has been replaced by a similar show now called Friends Around the World, with new hosts. Since Shiokaze, or Sea Breeze, from Japan for North Korea changed its schedule, it's been unclear whether they were still in English on Fridays. But on April 22nd, Ron Howard in California confirmed they were in English, at least on that date, from 1400 until sign-off at 1430 on 6020. Until 1400, it's co-channel with Australia. DX Mix News provides the latest schedule for the Voice of Africa from Libya as of April 22nd. From 1200 in Swahili, 1400 in English, 1600 in French, on 17725, each lasting almost 2 hours. However, the last hour in French from 1700 replaces 11800, where they had been for a while. And then there's another 2 hours in Hausa, starting at 1800 on new 11805, replacing 11800. As Noble West points out, WYFR is scheduled on 17725, starting at 1700, so there's likely to be a one-hour collision. We've been reporting PSYOP transmissions, warning Libyan mariners to stay in port and so forth on 10405 USB. But the Gaddafians have finally caught on to this. Tarek Zeidan in Denmark reported on April 21st at 1645. He was hearing the Libyan government broadcast on the same frequency, Gidat al-Jamhuriya al-Uzma. So they've apparently put one of their transmitters on there to jam it. And this was also reported by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal the same date, from 1846 until abrupt closure at 1859. However, he could not parallel it to any of the audible medium wave outlets, but most likely some government program used as a jammer. You're tuned for World of Radio number 1562. Consult our website for a lot more information, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from William Hassig in Illinois, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Before we get back to the DX and station news, I would like to make a request from all our listeners. I need to know by what method you are listening to World of Radio. I'm reconsidering how to make World of Radio available, by what stations and platforms. Especially if you are a regular listener, which station do you hear us on? If you're not sure of the identity, stay tuned after we're finished, when you may hear an ID, or give us the time and frequency and we'll figure it out. I also need to know if you don't listen to World of Radio on the radio at all, if you download us from the web, or listen to one of our webcast-only affiliates. So let me hear from you, please, to WORADIO at yahoo.com, and you could put survey in the subject line. Or if you don't use the Internet, a postcard in the mail will be fine to World of Radio, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Ron Howard in California reports a new frequency from Malaysia as of April 25th, 6100. Heard from 1541 to 1604. Before the 1600, it was carrying YFM, and after 1600, Sarawak FM. And at that time, it was parallel to 9835, while before 1600, it was parallel to 11665. The next day, he was hearing YFM, that's WAI, on 6100 as early as 1154, but blocked by China in Russian after 1200. Thanks to Ron's tip, it was then heard on the 26th by a couple of other DXers, Martin Drote in Netherlands, April 26th at 1600 to 1702. Vernacular announcements, lots of pop music fading in parallel to 9835, and it was a top YFR via South Africa, but there was interference from Radio Liberty on 6105, and also heard by Zaharias Liangas in Greece on the 27th of April with pop song and ads at 1708. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania reports the English broadcast from Voice of Mongolia on 12085, April 24th and 25th, starting at 10:30, following a Chinese language broadcast. Signal seems to peak around 10:30 to 10:45. If you don't find Radio New Zealand International on 6170 between 14 and 15 UT, try 9615. That's where I heard them on April 25th only, apparently by mistake, during a continuous reggae concert, finally identified at the end as RNZI and continuing past 1500. After adding some extra frequencies, it appears that Hamada Radio International in Hausa via Germany to Nigeria is back on one frequency for each transmission. I've been hearing them at 0530 on 9610 and at 1400 on 21480. And at 1930, they're reported by several others on 11945, according to Koji Hashimoto in Japan, and also Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania. Those are all one-half-hour broadcasts. Radio Pakistan is an updated A11 schedule via DX Mix News in Bulgaria, language by language, not including English. There used to be English at 1600 UT, and we know there's actually five-minute English newscasts within the otherwise Urdu transmissions at 0905 and at 1100 on 15725 and 17720, neither of which are likely to be heard in North America. In BCDX, Wolfgang Büschel hears from the Radio Pakistan frequency manager that they're having an interference problem on the 17 to 19 broadcast to Western Europe on 9350. That is also only in Urdu, although they don't make this clear, discussing it in English. But they're testing another frequency at another time, which might replace it, to get away from the problem, 15265, between 1600 and 1630. But as I say, presumably that's only in Urdu, not reviving English. In Kundish list, Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia confirms that the Peruvian on 4850.7 is Radio Genesis in Huanta, as discovered at a DX camp last year in Argentina. More about it on his blog, which is dxdesdecolombia.blogspot.com. RDP International from Portugal provides a pretty good signal some mornings on 21655. On Tuesday, April 26th, around 14:30, I thought I might hear their DX and Mailbag program, all in Portuguese, which used to air at that time, but no sign of it. In fact, checking their minute-by-minute program schedule on their website, which is very helpful, that program appears to have been completely banned, no longer on the air at any time, including the previous evening. However, on this schedule, a month after the time change in Europe, they were still showing Lisbon time as identical to UT rather than 1 hour apart. In the Radio Escudas group of Brazil, Lucio Heiser in Brasilia refers to a petition to maintain shortwave broadcasts from Radio Portugal. First I had heard of that, but it appears it is in some danger. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal explains that RTP prefers not to mention that the big issue is the cost of electricity to keep the transmitters running. They've already deleted some of their broadcasts, for instance, to India and the Middle East. In their mind, internet, cable, satellite are enough to do the job. Curiously, this announcement was made just after the shortwave site underwent major improvements the last few years, including automating it. He says it's up to the government to decide on the temporary halt but not suppression of shortwave broadcasts. Following last week's claims that Radio Free Sarawak was being jammed, the situation with that station continues to be rather fluid and confusing. It appears that they were off the air for a few days, but on the air again from April 27th, at least between 10 and 12 UT, via Palau on 15420, says Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. That's a time when we don't have much chance of hearing it in North America. Earlier, I asked WRN about this, and they said as of April 22nd, there is currently no signal on 15425 causing interference to Radio Free Sarawak. We've not been happy about speculation and certain untrue information that has been circulating, and in particular some which implicated respected organizations. Ron Howard in California says he was hearing RFS on 15420 April 27th until sign-off at 1200. Last time he had heard it was April 18th, after that only broadcasting non-stop Western classical music until resumption of programming, and nothing on 15425. Ivo Ivanov says there may be further tests, however, after 1200 on 15420, 15400, or until 1800 on 15335 via Tajikistan. Meanwhile, the other East Malaysian state on Borneo, Sabah, may be getting a similar station. According to Free Malaysia Today of April 26th via Yimber Gaviria and Artie Bigley, an article there says Some Sabah activists are now toying with the idea of setting up a radio station like Radio Free Sarawak for Sabah. The president of SIGMA, C-I-G-M-A, which means Common Interest Group Malaysia, Daniel John Jambun, said there's a proposal to provide for alternative media for Sabah, similar to what its neighbor Sarawak had. The hard-hitting SR and the shortwave Radio Free Sarawak broadcast have been quite a hit in Sarawak, prompting demands for shortwave radio in several towns, especially during the recently concluded state election. If you enjoy world music, as I do, and I think most shortwave listeners do, check out this one-hour show on Radio Exterior de España. It's called Mundofonías, Saturdays at 2206 UT, when we have excellent reception direct on 15110, and also via Costa Rica, 17850. Mustafa Cankurt in Turkey tells us, I've been attending a course in Ankara and a short visit to TRT transmitter departments and the Voice of Turkey. The administration has decided to shut down the Jakarlar transmitter site. We had noticed it was missing from the A11 HFCC registrations, all the transmissions coming from the other site, Emirlar, but apparently Jakarlar is gone for good. DX Mix News in Bulgaria provides their complete news schedule, showing they've made a number of changes, even retiming certain broadcasts, probably because they no longer have access to the additional transmitters. Notably, the English broadcast at 12:30, which had been on two frequencies, is now on 1-15-450 toward Western Europe and North America. The other frequency is still on the air, but the transmission has been moved 4 hours later, headed eastward from Turkey to 1630 UT on 15520. Despite HFCC listings that BBC would resume three Hindi shortwave transmissions May 1st, and the Senate has heard directly from BBC to his media network that they have no immediate plans to do that. The listings are merely on a contingency basis. Only the 14 to 15 UT transmission is on the air. Since April 23rd, Greenville has resumed broadcasting a sesquiar of Radio Sawa, the Arabic service toward Libya, at 14:30 UT, with some open carrier tests before then. The frequency 15480, unfortunately, only 4 kHz from Antarctica. Strange as it may seem, Ben Cobb forwards a public notice from the FCC April 27th that WJHR has been granted a regular license, apparently finding its operation has been in strict compliance with rules governing international broadcasting. That's the low-power SSB-only station on 15550. I've been hearing One Africa from Zambia on 13599.8, causing a heterodyne instead of 13590, between 06 and 20 UT. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued April 26th, ANKNSE's peaking at 15 and 3, May 9th and 10th. Solar fluctuating 110 to 115, peaking at 120 May 11th to 13th. Listen to WWV at 18 past the hour announcing they're stopping propagation info in September. That's World of Radio 1562. Glenn Hauser thanking you for listening and hoping you'll hear me again next week.